You're listening to The Lead Now with Dr. Vic Podcast.
Greetings, team. Welcome to another episode of Lead Now with Dr. Vic. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Today's episode focuses on maximizing team potential, understanding strengths and weaknesses, which falls under the team building theme. Many people ask me to this day, what is the biggest thing I miss from the Army? And I will always say, aside from being part of the greatest team ever assembled on the face of the earth, it is the people, it's the mission, and the true confidence in a teammate next to me who subscribes to the same passion, purpose, and principles to achieve optimal results. It is my army, the ultimate team sport, where I literally place my blood, my sweat, and my tears here and overseas. It is the U.S. military that sets such a strong reputation of leadership and team building that prompts professional sports franchises, Fortune 500 companies, and state and local governments to leverage the expertise of military leaders in providing counsel, insight, strategies, and techniques in their efforts to develop effective workplace teams. So leaders, today, let's make an impact. Let's lead right now. Your team needs you. And guess what? Newsflash, you need your team. Why do many of us operate in the unknown? What if there's a cheat code to minimize pitfalls? What if there's some way to negate all the frustrations that may be occurring with your team? I recall growing up in the early 80s, I had a Nintendo. And there was a game I had, it was my favorite game, called Contra. And there was a cheat code, up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, B, A, select, start. And it would unlock unlimited men. Team, what if there's a cheat code right now to unlock unlimited potential? Unlimited potential in your team, where you can maximize those strengths. Well, guess what? There is. Whether you start at your team today, or been together for some time, it is not too late to level set and establish a true baseline. If we truly place the needs of the team first, then we are able to maximize our strengths and minimize our weaknesses. So today we will discuss why understanding strengths and weaknesses matter. Then we'll discuss the 7 steps to identify strengths and weaknesses. And then how do you manage the strengths and weaknesses? All right, team. So why? Why is it so important to understand strengths and weaknesses? Why? Check this out. Every team. You can talk about the Dream Team in 1992 Olympics. You could talk about Showtime Lakers. You could talk about the current dynasty that's happening in NFL with the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. Hey, you could even talk about you Patriot fans. Yes, I'm from L.A. I'm from California. Yeah, so go ahead. I'll go ahead and crown them. Tom Brady and that 20-year reign that the New England Patriots had. Guess what, team? Every team has a unique blend of talents, as well as areas for improvement, regardless how great the team is. But by identifying and understanding these, you can maximize productivity. You can foster growth and then achieve your goals more efficiently. When you leverage those strengths, you boost morale and performance. And then you can still address those weaknesses in that personal and professional development lane. So that's why it matters. How do we maximize that productivity? How do we make sure every member on that team is able to perform at peak level? So now what? Let's discuss what are those ways. What are those 7 steps that we can leverage here? Let's level set. Let's level set, team. Take off the team mask. Again, we may be a team leader, but at the end of the day, we're all a team member. First thing let's do, an individual assessment. Let's start with this self-assessment. This is the time to take off the mask and be real. Have that peer review. Can we truly be honest with one another? Can we be true to ourselves? Encourage your team members to evaluate their own skills. And then seek constructive feedback. Constructive team, not destructive. We're trying to build. Construct. Constructive feedback from each other. Also, you can leverage a formal assessment. I prefer doing 360s. A 360 allows the rater to rate themselves, how they view themselves. Their direct reports to view how they see the rater. Then colleagues or peers. And then higher up. Then you have a DISC. You have a FIRE B, Myers-Briggs. There's a host of leadership assessments. But again, we're just trying to baseline and level set. Then you have a skills inventory. A skills inventory, you can list out the competencies for your team's objectives. And then you match them with the skills your team members possess. So then you can identify the gaps and overlaps. For instance, just take the job descriptions. You could take the job descriptions, highlight the key roles or responsibilities and competencies, and then you use this as a report card for your team. Go back to elementary school, team. We had a list of things we had to do, reading, writing, arithmetic, and we had a report card. Same thing. Again, we're talking about a cheat code. You have the competencies from the job description. It already lays out what skills should be had. Then you have performance data. That's number three. Analyze past performance metrics, qualitative or quantitative. All that data exists somewhere. So you can look at project completion rates, quality of work, customer feedback. All these can be used to identify patterns that highlight strengths and weaknesses. Number four, observation. One of my favorite steps, observation. Be the fly on the wall. Just observe team dynamics during meetings and projects. There's times I would sit in a meeting and wouldn't say anything. I just asked teammates questions. Questions I already knew the answers to, but I wanted to see how they work together. I wanted to sometimes place a seed and watch them water that plant. So now you can pay attention to members, how they collaborate, how do they communicate, how do they handle conflict, who's the more reserved one, who has the ideals and sits on them? Who wants to be the savior? Who's overtasked? Who's over relied upon? Hey, guess what, team? Who's also the single point of failure? Who's the one go-to that if that person left the organization or left out sick, went on vacation, that productivity stops on a dime? Number five, team, feedback. One of the most underrated tools, but also can be one of the most abused tools in a team leader's toolbox. Feedback. Conduct regular feedback sessions. Feedback is so critical, where you can have effective feedback and dialogue that helps encourage growth, or you can have feedback that berates and destroys the morale of a person. So how do you incorporate regular feedback sessions that's going to help identify the strengths and weaknesses? You want to have this very rich discussion. If trust is an issue on the team, then use anonymous surveys. Now you can gather honest insights about what's working well and what needs improvement. It may surprise you. It could be you. So then you can even solicit ideas of what can be implemented. Have people part of this mind melding. Wisdom is in the room at all times, team. Everyone has a voice. Number six, you can do a SWOT analysis. You know, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. You perform a team SWOT analysis. Again, make it a team building opportunity where everybody has an opportunity to do their own SWOT analysis, and then you combine it. Now you can identify those internal strengths and those internal weaknesses, as well as identify external opportunities and threats. Again, leverage the expertise of all. We're trying to build trust here. We're trying to create communication, respect, empathy. We're trying to create this new environment where everyone's part of this problem-solving opportunity. And the final step, number 7, team exercises. This is where you continue building upon those strengths and creating a level of that respect and that trust. When you engage in team building activities, now you can highlight strengths and areas for improvement. It's all done in fun. You can use simulations, role playing, develop skills in a safe environment. You can even use these previous 6 steps as part of a team exercise or some offsite or a leader's huddle. Something where everyone has an opportunity to be heard and everyone has an opportunity to participate. So once we've identified those 7 steps, and we really brought each one of those strengths and weaknesses to the surface, the key point now is managing them. It's managing them. So we want to leverage your strengths. Now we can assign tasks that align with individual strengths that will boost productivity and morale. The same time, when we come down to managing the strengths and weaknesses, we can address the weaknesses. Let's identify the training opportunities, team. Is it mentoring that we can incorporate? What resources that we can leverage to help team members develop in areas where they need improvement? Because the team members identified these areas of improvement, and as a team leader have identified areas of improvement, now we're on the same page and saying, wow, we do recognize this is a weakness that's impacting the team. What resources exist to help address these areas of concern? This is where you gain the trust and respect of your team. This is where that cohesion in adversity starts occurring, because we're in this together. It's not your weakness, it's our weakness. But by identifying it, we lay it out across the board so everyone knows what we're playing with. Team, another way to manage, it fosters collaboration. Because now we know we're in this thing together. We encourage team members to support each other. Use their strengths to compensate for others' weaknesses. Look at this. If you're a Marvel head, you understand when Avengers got together. Yes, Spider-Man could do a lot of things, but there's some things he can't do. So that's why he has Captain America. That's why he has Iron Man. That's why he has the Hulk. And now they can encourage each other to maximize their strengths while others could compensate for the weaknesses. Team. The next step in managing strengths and weaknesses is set clear goals. Define clear, achievable goals and expectations to keep the team focused and motivated. Face it, some teammates are extremely committed to doing a great job, extremely committed to being an esteemed professional. And some will take it hard when they identify and recognize they have a weakness. So when you set these clear goals, it's not to point a finger at someone. It's to say, great job, team. We've identified where we're at. And still remain focused and motivated, and we will accomplish these objectives set before us. And then we want to monitor progress. Regularly review the team's progress and adjust strategies as needed. Again, we've already identified it. We want to manage it. So now if we see a nosedive, how do we address this and pick us up? If we're already excelling, let's talk about the excelling. If we're sustaining, let's discuss that. No more secrets, team. We're in this together. We can even have this review of the team's progress at a weekly huddle. Hey, team, this is how well we did this month. This is how well we did this quarter. And really be able to celebrate our accomplishments. In conclusion, team, understanding and managing your team's strengths and weakness is an ongoing process. It requires attention, communication, and adaptability. But by following these steps, you will build a more cohesive, effective, and high-performing team. Team, that's my time. Now it's for you. What's your action plan? How do you make your team the greatest team assembled on the face of the earth? This is for you, team leaders. It's time to take a proactive approach. It's time for you to be deliberate in understanding your team's strengths and weaknesses. First question for you to meditate on. What steps will you take to conduct regular assessments to evaluate your team's strengths and weaknesses? Number two, what is your strategy moving forward to promote constructive feedback? Number three, how will you create an environment where continuous improvement is encouraged? Number four, what leadership training and development steps will you take to leverage your team's strengths to achieve goals and address weaknesses? And number five, what are your plans to foster a culture of collaboration and open communication to build a more cohesive and high-performing team? That's for you, team leaders. Team members, oh, by the way, that's also team leaders, because again, a team leader is still a team member. Number one question for you. It's about self-awareness. It's your moment of honesty. Take a moment to reflect on your own strengths and areas of improvement. Number two, how do you apply constructive feedback from your colleagues and managers to improve? Number three, what strengths do you possess that are underutilized? Number four, what new knowledge and skills do you want to gain at work? And number five, what steps will you take to gain more confidence in your areas of weakness? Remember, team, understanding and managing your team's strengths and weaknesses is not a one-time effort. It's an ongoing journey. And I guarantee you, it will lead to extraordinary results. Team, our time is up. Thank you for tuning in to Maximizing Team Potential. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your colleagues. Then access www.ltoiconsulting.com and access the resources that build upon today's lessons and help you lead now. Stay tuned for next week's episode on how to build an effective culture with a clear vision, philosophy, and mission that's underneath our strategic leadership theme. Teammates, enjoy this time. See you next week. Dr. Vic is out.
You've just listened to the Lead Now with Dr. Vic podcast. Please tune in next week for another impactful episode.